Texas Democrat leaves party due to unprecedented border crisis. By Elaine Mallon on August 20, 2023. A Texas county attorney has written off the Democrat Party due to the unprecedented crisis unfolding along the southern border. Clayburgh County Attorney Kira Talop Sanchez shared her decision to Fox News Digital in a statement Saturday. "As county attorney, I have been proud to work with law enforcement to ensure the safety of the citizens of Clayburgh County. There is an unprecedented crisis at our southern border. I believe that the GOP's policies of law and order protecting safety and backing the blue best align with my values and the values of the citizens of Clayburgh County. I look forward to working with my colleagues to keep South Texas safe." Sanchez's decision comes a day after Customs and Border Protection, CBP, reported having 183,503 encounters with migrants along the country's southern border in July, a jump of more than 38,000 from June. Her county borders the Gulf of Mexico, and it is approximately a 2.5-hour drive from the southern border. In 2020, the county voted for President Donald Trump, Fox News Digital reported. The Biden administration's decision in May to lift Trump's COVID-era Title 42, which permitted U.S. officials to turn away migrants and asylum seekers to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus, has led to a crisis both along the southern border. Since April 2022, Governor Greg Abbott has been busing the migrants to sanctuary cities which include New York, Denver, Los Angeles, and Chicago. John Binder of Breitbart News reported that New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., planned to house the overwhelming numbers of migrants in shipping containers. Since the spring of last year, about 100,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in New York City, a sanctuary city, where Adams has said there is no room and has turned to busing migrants out into the surrounding suburbs and upstate. A source who spoke to the New York Daily News now reveals that Adams' office is considering putting border crossers and illegal aliens in shipping containers, tents, and prefab houses directly on New York City streets. Currently, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is facing a lawsuit from the Department of Justice based on a floating buoy barrier across the Rio Grande meant to detract migrant swimmers, KQED reported.